Hallelujah. He is a good God. Well, we've been in a series for some time called The Spirit of Victory. And this is, I believe, the 11th one. We've been talking about different facets. Go ahead and look at 2 Corinthians 2:14. 2 Corinthians 2:14. We've been looking at different parts of this, and we're getting there now. It says, "Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place." Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph, notice this, in Christ. And look at 2 Corinthians 2:14 in the God's Word translation. It says, "But I thank God who always leads us in victory because of Christ." I thank God who always leads us in victory because of Christ. He always leads us in victory because of Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Notice that. He gives us the victory how? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you're just so tough. No. Through Jesus. Now, you have something to do. I have something to do. We're going to get into that. But if it's just based on you, that's not a very solid foundation. You have to be based on Him. He does not move. He does not lose. Amen. Men will fail you, can fail you. When I say men and women. Okay? Disappoint you. Not even intentionally. I'm not saying people are just going to fail you left and right, but you know, we're all imperfect. Right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're not the perfect spouse all the time. You're not the perfect brother or sister or father or mother or daughter or son. We strive to do the best we know how, but you know, we can make a mistake even we don't even know we're doing it. But He won't. God won't.
That's right.
He is stable and secure and strong. So our foundation has got to be Him. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we've spent some time here talking about different things, different aspects. You know, when you face a trial, when you face something, pressure, or causing pressure or tribulation on this earth, there are things that the enemy will use to try to get you off. And we've talked about some of those things. Not going to go back through all of them. You should go back and listen to the messages on the website. That's what they're there for. But we can't recap, but we're building on the things that we've said, okay? And we've talked about the fact that trials come. We live in a fallen world, so you're going to be tempted to be upset. You're going to be tempted to feel pressure, and those things come, and it's how we handle them. We talked about that. What's our reaction? Well, your reaction is determined a lot by the word that you've built into your heart. Now, I didn't say the word you've just heard. We talked about that some time ago, right? Not to be just hearers only. It's the doers of the word that are blessed, not just the hearers. Well, I've heard these messages for 30 years. Well, have you done them? You know, I listen to those CDs over and over, and then I hit this trial, and you know, it just seemed like there was nothing there. It's the heart. It's the word that you plant in your heart that you really, you yield to and you do. Not that you just hear like it's a badge, like, you know, you have another song in your library. I have 1,000 songs. Well, how many do you listen to? Well, I listen about 5 over and over, but I have 1,000 songs. Why? You know, it's the same way people are with the word. I've heard all these messages. I know that. Well, what? No is not the same as do. You know, and if you're really talking about no, it is the same as do. It's experiential, but people just say, I've heard that. Well, that's not enough when you hit a trial. you find out what's already there. You can still put stuff in there. Yeah, you need to be focusing on the Word then, but it's how we react. We talked about that. We need to understand that God is a good God, that He's a faithful God, that He is not out to hurt us. We need to understand that. So when you're in a trial, you need to understand that, because the enemy will whisper thoughts that, you know, see, where did God go? Why is this happening to you? And if you don't understand that, number one, the trials come to everybody, and number two, God's a good God, and He's faithful. He's not bringing it. He's on your side. If you let go of Him in the middle of the trial, well, then you've just let go of your help. You need to be convinced of His goodness. We need to be convinced of His love. We need to understand that He loves us, and He is there for us, and He will help us through. And when you're convinced and you're built up in that love, then it will cause you to react and to face these things head on, and not to run away from God. Realize He loves me, and He's going to bring me through. Realize that He has a good plan for you, that He has ultimate destination is good. And so as you're going through things, the devil try to convince you, if God's so good, what's going on here? You have to be convinced He loves you, He's good, and so He's going to bring you through this. You know, getting all upset in the middle of it is not going to help you. But how do you avoid that? How do you avoid? Well, ultimately, we're talking about victory. But these different things are the pressure points that the enemy will push to try to get you to faint. And you won't win. If you yield to these things, you won't win. You won't be standing. You'll be out the door. Or away from God. So we talked about some of these things. We talked about fear. We talked about it last week. If you didn't hear it, I'd go back and listen to it. I believe there's a lot of light there. We talked about how perfect love casts out fear. The more you're convinced of what God, that He loves you, it's going to get rid of fear. You're not going to be afraid in that situation. See, if you don't know God loves you, you're saying, this stuff's happening. How are we going to come through? What's going to happen? And you get anxious. But the more you're settled in Him, the more fear goes away. And then we talked about last week how if you listen to fear, it's going to always lead you to a bad place. Fear is never from God. Amen. So if you listen to it, if you act on fear, in other words, you're doing something to avoid something or to get away, you're going into a trap. Because God does not lead you by fear. Now, and we talked about this, not going to recap at all, but just to fly over this part, you could have something and be tempted to be afraid about it and say, I need to do something different because of this. You could feel like you're tempted to be scared of something happening. Well, just because you're tempted to be scared of something happening doesn't mean you should act on it to try to avoid something. It doesn't mean you won't end up doing it won't mean you won't end up leaving that situation anyway. But you don't want to leave it because you're afraid. You want to leave it because you're led by God. Let me say that a little different. I don't think I did a very good job explaining it, and I can't go into the whole sermon. Those of you that weren't with us, go back and listen to it, because we went through Scripture and showed this. But let's say you're feeling like you're thinking of leaving or staying in a certain situation, you have fear about it. Well, you don't leave that situation because you're afraid. That would be the wrong reason to leave, because God isn't going to lead you by fear. See, so many people are led into a place by God, but they're led out by offense, by fear, by frustration, and that's not the same as being led by God. Now, if you're in a trial, in pressure, you're going to have pressure to do something different, and a lot of people want to run. They want to get out. Well, that's understandable, but you don't get out because you're afraid. Does that make sense? Now, you could feel the symptoms of fear about something and say, you know, if I stay in this situation, I don't want certain to happen. Now, I want to get out, but God, I'm not going to get out unless You tell me to go. Now, you could go to Him And he says, get out. Well, see, you were willing to stay. You weren't leaving because of fear. But you went to him and he said, yeah, get out. And you got out. That's being led by him. Does that make sense? So it's like this, you know, somebody could be in, and I heard an account like this. Somebody was in a foreign country. And I don't know if, I believe they were missionaries, but they were, you know, in a place where, the government was changing and they were starting to persecute people, Christians, and they believe they were called there to do some things. But stuff started to change. And they were, you know, people were losing their lives. Now, that you could feel pressure and be tempted to fear in that situation, right? You're in a country where they're starting to kill Christians. Thoughts can come to you. Now, if you just say, they're going to kill me for sure, I got to get out, and you're led by that. Now, if God told you to be there, that's the safest place on earth for you. So if you are leaving by fear because you think something might happen, you are now going to an unsafe place if it's just fear you're listening to. On the other hand, you could feel fear in that situation. You have to reject it like what we talked about, but you could feel fear. On the other hand, you go to God. And that's what these people did. They said, we need to stay here. And some people, if I remember this right, there were some other people that stayed. No, God told us to be here. We're going to be here. And these people were like, they prayed about it and they said, we need to get out. And they left. And certain people lost their lives. These people lived. And then they were able to go in later when stuff changed and they were able to help out again. We got to be led by God. If he told you something now, you got to always be checking, is it the same thing today? Right? So you're checking, but you're led by him. So you're in a situation where you could feel fear, but you can't be led by the fear. You can't say, I have to get out because this will happen. That's not being led by him. So we're talking about in a trial. And I'm not trying to get into this too much, but I believe we'll just go over this a little bit because we're segueing into this next part. You're in a trial. By definition, you're feeling pressure. You can be tempted to feel anxious. Fear, all forms of fear, you know, coming at you. Well, if you let that paralyze you and you act on that and you're so focused on that, you're not focused on winning. You're focused on being destroyed. People wouldn't put it that way, but why are you focused on destruction? What are you afraid of? If there wasn't anything to be afraid of, then you're not being... I mean, sometimes people just yield to fear. A lot of times people just yield to fear and there's nothing really to be afraid of. But we're talking about specifically the spirit of victory. You're going through stuff where it is. There is pressure. Huh? There is stuff that is pushing on you. Pushing on your emotions. Pushing on your mind. Maybe pushing on your body. Maybe pushing on your loved ones. You're tempted to feel stress. You do feel the symptoms of anxiety and stress. You got to push it back. But you can't act on those. If you just focus on those things, you're not looking at victory. You're not looking at getting through. And by looking at that, you can go down. Looking at all the things that could go wrong. So fear will try to paralyze you and get you there. That's not, we need to take our eyes off those things and look to God and say, God, you're going to lead me through now. What does it say here? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him. See, if you start looking at purely natural stuff, yeah, you may want to run. You may want to change. You may think there's no way. If you look at things purely natural and the doctors are telling you there's no way, well, if you're just looking at natural, there's no way. impossible, incurable, can't do anything about it. But that's not how we win. In any situation, as Christians, it's not our sufficiency in ourselves, it's through Him.
Amen.
So now, I may be tempted and feel pressure in different ways, and in myself I'm thinking how. What I got to go back to is, Lord, You're with me. You're with me. Now, what would You have me to do? Because You know what I should do. I may look and say, I got to change something. I got to quit. I got to have this procedure done. See, same thing. You may think, I have to have this thing done now because of the consequences. Now, what are you being led by? We're talking about winning, okay? We're talking about victory. You're in a pressure situation. You can't just look at the natural and look at yourself and be led by what people's opinions are. And they say you can listen to people's opinions. You can take professionals' opinions. I mean, we could talk about physical thing, you could talk about a financial thing, you could talk about a legal thing, you could talk about a relational thing. You could get input on any of these areas, but what we need to be led by and rely on is Him. You're looking for a quickening on the inside that's saying, yes, that's what I do. That's the way I go. You can hear, there's nothing wrong with getting an opinion from somebody, getting a legal opinion. Because, you know, if you're not a lawyer and you're not a lawyer in a certain area, you may need a legal opinion. You know, getting accounting advice, getting relational advice if there's something. There's not anything wrong with getting medical advice. But there's difference between taking it as the final say in what you have to do versus taking it as an input to take it before God and say, God, what should I do? This is what I have, this is what I have, but what do You say? And relying on Him. And relying on what He says. So we can't rely on us. Let's go over to Ephesians 6, verse 10. Let's turn there. I'll put it up on the screen. It's on your sheet. Ephesians 6, 10. Ephesians 6, verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Finally, my brethren, be strong. How?
In the Lord.
In the Lord. And what?
In the power
of His might. Not your might. Not your wisdom.
Amen.
Not limited by what you know. Well, there's no way out of this. No way out for God. God always has a way out. Well, I just don't see a way out. That's not the same as there being no way out. Huh? There's always a way out. You say, well, this is impossible. Not for Him. Yeah, with men, okay, we know that. With you, sure, you're limited. With Him, no. I don't have to look just to me. You don't have to look just to you. We got to know that we are in the palm of His hand. He has us in His hand. We got to know all the things we talk about. He loves us. He has good things for us. But I don't have to walk through this thing in my strength either. So what we're not saying in all this is that you need to just, you know, you need to gird up and just, you really grit your teeth and get through, and that's how you're going to win. No, that's not what we're saying. We need to rely on Him in all these. We want to put the Word in so we look at the right things, so we can focus on the right things through the storm. But we're relying on His strength. How many of you know if you're in a pressure situation, you're going to need strength beyond your own if it's really taxing? This is where people fail. They say, I can't make it. Well, you're not just alone. The question is, can He make it? Does God have the ability? If you were to think Jesus is in this situation, would He make it? Of course He would. Well, I just have to hook up with Him. Didn't we start by reading, He always leads us in triumph? Well, if He's leading me the triumph path, you know, you see this maze, not even maze, just field of how you're going to get through that, like a minefield, and you're looking at the situation going, there ain't no way through that. Well, He has a path to walk right through it, and it's called the victory path. He will lead you in victory. People say, there's no way through that. Oh yeah, He has a way through it. And what He'll say is, just follow Me. Well, I don't have the strength. You rely on My strength. I'm saying from His perspective. He's not short on strength. You know, it's like people say, oh, you know, I need more. Well, it's like God is so vast. You pulling on Him, it's like going to the ocean. You know, going to one of the beaches, go up north to New Hampshire, or going over to Gloucester or something. You're sitting there looking at the ocean, and you take a teaspoon and take some water out. You cannot even tell the difference from the ocean before you took the teaspoon and after. That's how vast God is as far as strength. You're thinking, I need strength, and He's got... there's no limit. Whatever you need, He has it beyond what you needed in it. You're not going to tap Him out, in other words. And it's a good thing to know when you're going through a pressure, when you're going through a trial, your senses are being pushed, maybe your physical body is being pushed, your emotions. We got to take our eyes off that and look to Him and say, Lord, You're going to bring me through. Now, our part is to look to Him. Okay? He's not going to just bring you through automatically. Did I lose somebody? Okay, this is the difference. You don't automatically just go through everything in life. If you did, everybody would just get through it. It doesn't happen automatically. But you're not just gritting your teeth either. You mean, you can grit your teeth and get through, but the fight is to look to Him. The fight is to take your eyes off the pressure and be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. That's the fight. If you can look at Him and say, Lord, You are sufficient, and the circumstances are telling you this is impossible, and you say, oh no, He's leading me in victory. He'll show me a way through. Your fight is to stay focused on what He's already done and what He's already said. But if you throw your arms up and say, there's no way we're going through, He has a way through, and He will be walking through. But if you say, there's no way, Lord, You just have to do something, you've lost. Did you hear me? Yes. Did I lose you guys there?
No.
I'll just let you think about it for a minute. I know what people want to do, and again, we talked about extremes. We were talking in the offering. You know what people do here? It is all up to you. You got to, you know, if you get out of line, if you miss in any way, shape, or form, you got to do everything you know to do every day, and work for God and do everything. You're supposed to be led exactly the right way. And boy, if you spend 5 minutes the wrong way, you better repent because time is precious and you got to use it. And you, if you do everything right, then God can move on your behalf. And they're over here. And then way over here, you got people that said, it's just all up to God. I don't have to do anything. And God, why didn't you do this? And God, why didn't you do that? And, you know, God will pay the bills for me and God will go get the job for me. And they're just going to sit there and let God do it. Well, how many of you know if you just sit there, nothing, is anything going to happen? And God, I just do this. Take this away from me. I don't like it anymore. We talked about this on Wednesday. In what faith is. Faith is not wishing. Faith is not need. Well, I need it. I need the answer. Look around you. Look at the earth. How many people need something? Is that enough to get it done? If that were it, you need something so God moves, well, everybody would already have their needs met, right? There are people that need stuff in some areas a lot more than you need things. Right? There are people that need food. I don't think anybody in here, if you skipped a meal, it's because you wanted to skip a meal. I don't think there's anybody in here that skipping a meal because you had no food. Right? So there's need. That does not move God. Because God's already acted in Jesus. He's already sent the answer. We have to react to what he's done. Wishing. Oh, I just wish I had. That doesn't get it done. I really want this to happen. Crying does not get it done. I'm upset. God, I just can't take anymore. What does that do? That doesn't do anything. That doesn't move anything. God, I can't make it through. Well, you just are, you're talking the wrong way. You're saying, I can't do it. What you're saying is, God, I can't do this, you do it. That's not how it comes. Now, what we're talking about here is, Lord, I don't see how to do it, but I know you are strong in me and in the power of your might. You can bring me through. I'm looking to you. You help. That's different. Do you see it? That's not the same. You see, one is lifting up your eyes and saying, God, I don't know how, but you can help me, and I'm going to look to you, and you're going to bring me through, and we're going to see that this will turn around. The other one is going, I just don't know how, and God, why did you let me this happen to me? I just don't know how it's going to happen. I'm just going to say, God, you're going to have to do something. Well, that may be true. He needs to do something. But what has he done already, and what are you looking at? What the circumstance is, or what he's already done that's more than enough to meet the circumstance. Oh, glory to God. We're talking about winning, aren't we?
Yes.
How many people want to win? Okay. So you got the two extremes. You got people that think, well, it's just all up to me, and you think people, it's all up to God. Well, God has done the heavy lifting, but we have to respond to what he has already done. And we have to act like what he said about that is true. In the middle of a trial, and it's pushing on you, and you want to cry, and you may need to cry. David cried. You know, I'm not against crying. But you want to cry in a way that's not healthy. You just want to say there's just no way, and you're in pain and you're emotionally taxed, and you may feel like that, but if you look down and just say there's no way, there's no faith there. And faith is how you're going to receive. Faith is going to get you through. Faith says, I don't care what it looks like. He will bring me through. That is what we have to go up to. You saying, I just can't, God, where were you? You're looking down. You're looking at the problem. You're saying, there's no way. The doctor said this. I don't know, but it's all up to you, God. No. It's not all up to him. See, I'm acting like I'm disconnected, like I'm a victim, and we're talking about going over like I'm the victor. That's a different thing. And you don't feel like it necessarily when you're in the middle of something pushing on you. You want to just say, God, I'm not making fun. I'm not saying there's no pressure. I'm not saying you're not going to have emotions. But we have to. The way to win is to look to Him. Amen. If we don't, if we start crying and acting like, God, you just got to do something, we're not looking at what He has done. We are not giving Him something to work with. Amen. And believe it or not, like it or not, how we react to Him is going to make all the difference. Amen. What we do, He can't move if we don't yield to Him or somebody else. Listen, God is not going to move in the world unless somebody yields to Him. Either somebody is praying for you, that gives Him access to move in your life. That's why you can pray for people that don't know any better to pray. Your relatives, they need to know Jesus, first of all. Amen. You need to pray that laborers would go across their path and minister the gospel to them. If they're not listening to you, which a lot of times they don't. You're the last person. Because if they hear it from you, they have to admit you're right. They don't want to admit you're right, so they're not going to hear anything from you. I'm not saying always, just a lot of times. And we're the same way, right? So you need to pray that somebody's going to the God, give God something to work with. Ask that He'll send those people to them, that they'll listen to. Pray in tongues for them. You bypass your mind. God can pray through you exactly who and how those people need to get there so your relatives can get saved. God knows what needs to happen. He needs a vessel He can flow through, though, and access to the earth. You say, well, He's God. Yeah, He's God, but He can't do everything because He limited Himself and He gave dominion to Adam, and Adam gave it to Satan, and Satan is called the god of this world. So God cannot just do everything. We have authority. We have a free will. You choose your path. And so if we are not giving Him access, we're binding the Almighty from doing it. You say, how is that possible? People go to hell every day. Amen. Does God want them to go to hell? No. Let me tell you another thing. People lose battles every day. Does God want them to lose? No. It's the same thing. Now the crux of it is, it's not us working something up. It's letting flow what He's already provided. See, He has the path of victory. He's provided the strength. But if we look down and say, God, I just can't do it, you just bound yourself. I just don't know how. You bound yourself. I don't see ourselves getting out. This is impossible. You just bound yourself. Now, don't get legalistic with this. Okay? But this is true. Now, yes, again, I can say this about every subject we ever teach on. People get in the ditch with this. They hear this. So now you got the confession police over here. In your own confession, you get everything. Oh, my gosh, I can't say that. What? You know, and just, I messed up and I said it. And there I gave Satan access, so I just can't. No, throw all that stuff out too, okay? We're not talking about every little thing. But then you got over here and say, what you say doesn't matter. No, that's not true either. God is just going to work in my life regardless of what I do. Not true. That's just not true. He can't. Not won't, can't. He can't. Cannot. Cannot. The Almighty, you can bind the Almighty. Did you know that? Now, but don't get legalistic and beat yourself up. See, that's a tool of the devil. That's exactly why, I'll tell you, in all these situations, usually Somebody experienced something over here. They were around the confession police. They were around the, you know, it's all up to you crowd. And you know what they do? They hear something that sounds like you don't have to do anything, and they run over here, and now they ran right across the road. They were in this ditch, and they ran right across the road, and now they're in this ditch. We don't have to do anything. We're free. Yeah, and you're going to get your rear end kicked. You are. That devil loves that. You don't have to do anything? Good. That means I can knock you around. You're not going to give God any access. Oh, I wish it were like that. I wish we didn't have to lift a finger. We just sit here. Well, everybody on the face of the earth would be in the same boat then. No, the truth is God, through Jesus, made the way for us to win every time. But you know what? We have to believe it and act like it's true. And not here, not in church. I'm talking about when you're at home and you have the bill or you have the doctor's report or you have the relationship issue and you're tempted to say, man, this isn't going to turn out well. What are you saying? What do you believe? And I'm not saying legalistically I let this out of my mouth. No, the theme in our talk and the theme in our attitude, what is it? If it's I'm going down, you just paved the way to defeat. And God Himself can't help you. Does that sound hard to people? Does that sound hard to you? That's the truth. If you say, I'm going down, what's God going to do with that? Now, I'm not saying you didn't feel like you were going down. I didn't say you didn't, it didn't look like you were going down. That's when, in spite of all this, you say, God, I don't see a way. I don't see how. I don't feel like it. But your word is true, and I believe it. God, help me right now, and I'm going to rely on you. Amen. That's not works. That is not you doing it. That's just accepting what He did. And if He's telling you, Brandy, you want to come here and help me? If I am trying to lead Brianna in the way to victory, now, be stubborn, okay? I'm trying to get you to go that way. And now, let's go. No. I put it out back my hand, but you're stubborn. You're not going to take it. All right, we're going. Come on, we're going. Right here, I know the way out. Come on, we're going. I know how to get out. What am I doing here? But now don't be stubborn. If I say, you say, if she goes, I don't know how to get out of here. I don't know the way out. I'm not going to make it. God's saying through His word, I know the way out. Follow me. Do what I say, and I'll show you how to get out. Now, we're talking about victory, right? You guys with me?
Yes.
We're talking about walking in victory. But you're under pressure. You're seeing something. It doesn't look good. Looks like you're going down. The doctor's report is not good. The lawyers say you're done. You may think, you know, marriage may be over, the kids, whatever. You have the pressure there. The Word of God tells us that He leads us in victory. The Word of God tells us what we're looking at here. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. If we say, we see the Word, and we say, I don't see a way out. See, God, through Jesus, is doing this. Now, you're still stubborn right now. Because I'm going back and just filling in this a little bit. If Brianna says, God, I need your help. I need you to show me. But the word is saying, okay, follow me. And she says, I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't know how to do it. That's just like this picture right here. Jesus is saying, you act on the word. You act like what I'm telling you is true. You act like I know the way out. You act like I'll give you strength. If she says, I can't do it. God himself is waiting for you to put your hand in his. Now, look forward. Are you supposed to pave the way? No. He knows where to go. He has the strength. You don't have the strength. You don't maybe know how to win, but he knows how to win. And he's already told us certain things in his word, and we need to look at that and say, God, I don't know, but you do. Now, if she comes to God the same way and says, Lord, I don't know. There's this, but I'm going to trust you. Now, that's like her putting out her hand and saying, help me. I'll follow you. I'll act on your word. Now, Jesus can start, through his spirit, can start moving her. And it's like this stuff. Can you see this? These things are coming at it. You don't know how to get through, but she doesn't have to know. She's got a shield in front of her. She has the wisdom of God. She has the power of God in front of her. All she has to do is keep her hand locked with Jesus, and he can just say, daughter, you don't know, but I know. Now you go over here, and you do this, and she can get through. But what is she doing? She is connected with him. You can go ahead and sit.
Hallelujah.
She is yielding to him and saying, I'm coming through. Now, I don't know. She can be saying, I'm coming through, and look up and go, I don't know how. But I don't have to look at that. Who am I looking at? Jesus, right in front of me. The Holy Spirit. I'm saying, you know better than I do. Your word is true, and I'm coming over. You don't need to know how. You don't need to be able to explain it. You just need to know, if God said it, it's true. Now, when he says he always leads us in victory, I know if where he's going is victory, I'm going after you. Then I'm gonna be in victory. Well, it doesn't look like it. He said I am, so I am walking. I'm believing. I'm saying, Lord, your word's true. I trust you. I'm not being strong in me. His power. Be strong in the Lord. Well, that is what is called faith. And it is not some magic term. It is not some work. It is trusting that what he said is right and simply acting on it. It's just saying, I believe you, and latching onto it and not letting go, what he said. And you do it in his strength. Faith comes by hearing what he said, but you still have to choose to act on it. Praise God. But he'll want, when I was saying that, I just could see, it's like you got like an asteroid field, you know, like stuff just coming like this. But if she'll just walk with me representing Jesus, he knows where to go. He has the strength. He can gird you up. He can lift you up. You don't need to know how your body is going to be healed. You just need to agree with what he said and say, no, it is. It is. It's healed, and you'll see it change. Watch it. I'm coming through this thing. You watch it. It'll change. It'll change. See, that's where your expectation comes in. You say, it'll change. It's not, oh, it's not there. It doesn't matter. It's coming. Watch, because I already believe I received it. It's mine. It'll change. It'll change. And it is changing. And it is working. So you expect to see something because something is happening now. You don't just throw it all out into the future and say, well, someday. No, now I've received it. It's working. You'll see it. You see it. It's changing now. It's working. I'm winning. You say, I'm winning.
I'm winning.
When it looks like you're getting beat up. But you believe, no, I'm winning. And it looks like, man, you're going down. But you say, we're winning. I'm winning. I'm winning. And you just barely can stand. But you say, no, I'm winning. And I'm going to be strong in him. I'm going to be strong in the power of his might. Praise God. Now, you don't have to do everything perfect. We just need to trust him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You guys take a little more?
Yes.
Go over to, let me see. Yeah, that's good for now there, but let's go over to Philippians 1, verse 3. I think we'll probably have to hit this a little bit more here, but glory to God. I didn't say everything. Now, glory to God. Lord, help me. Go, you guys already in Philippians? All right, you stay there. Put up Ephesians real quick again. Isaac, Ephesians 6, verse 10. Please. And we'll come back maybe here, but just wanted to wind this up. But it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Go to the next verse. For what? Whoa. Yep, thanks. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Notice, we're standing against the wiles of the devil. We're strong in the Lord and the power of His might so that we can stand against the wiles of the devil. See, you're not going up against him yourself. It's because, see, you got this junk going on. The reason you're going to be able to stand is because you're strong in Him. Okay? Go to the next verse real quick. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. So you're not just dealing with natural, like what we talked about. Go to the next one. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Go to the next one. Okay, we're good. I think that's good. Go back over to Philippians. I just want to touch on that part, but we're going to wrap it up in another place, and I think we'll probably hit this again, because this is really some stuff I want to get to. But you go back to Philippians, or what was that where we said? Yeah, Philippians 1:3. I thank my God upon you, or upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Next verse. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He is working in us now. Amen. You don't have to be perfect and arrive to be able to stand through the storm. Okay? You're not accountable for what you don't know. But you are accountable for what you know and you've heard. Okay? Now, I don't mean that everything you've heard, everything that's gone in your ears. I'm talking about the things that you've heard, that you've recognized, that you've said, okay, I see it. Okay? Now you need to act on it. And that goes back to when Brianna was up here. If you see something to act on and you refuse, you say, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't feel like it. We make choices that way. And people have blown this all up, made it way too hard, saying it's all about what you do. And no. It's about you acting on what you've seen and you know and cooperating with Him so that He can do what He needs to do, because He's already provided it. Do you see that? In the middle of a storm, you are going to feel like not doing certain things. But if you will not give in to the emotions, I just can't, you'll say, no, through Jesus I can, and I believe Him, and I'm going to act on what He said. You access the power of God to bring you through and to create victory in your life. Where other people have gone down, you can go straight through. Now, did you do it? No. You hooked up with Him and let Him lead you through. But it's a choice. If I were to stand here and tell you it's going to be automatic, that's just not true. Do I wish it were like that? Sure. Is it? No. You're going to be tempted to quit. You're going to be tempted to say, forget it. And that's how you go down. We're talking about victory. Yes. If there weren't anything that the devil would try to push on you, everybody would sail through. But this is how he picks off people. Oh, and then this is another one. It's just too hard. You can't do that. It's just all about you. No, it's not. It's about you accessing what he said. But there is your will involved, and there is you make a decision to listen to him. And I turn to this scripture because we are all in the process of growing. But you know what? The third grader can come through the storm just like the 12th grader, and just like the 30-year-old, and just like the 45-year-old, and just like the 80. They may be at different places, and that's just chronologically where we are in Christ. You can be a baby Christian, and if you'll act on what you know to do, the grace of God's there to help you and to bring you through.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says you won't be tempted beyond what you can bear. People say, they disqualify themselves and say, well, I just don't know what so-and-so. Who said that? You just need to act on what you know. Give him access. Give him access, and more light will come. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to close with this one. I'm going to hit these again, I believe. But, you know, I just feel like I should at least touch on this part before we close. Hebrews 13, verse 20. Can you put that up in the Amplified Classic? And it's on your sheet. Because you don't need to turn there. Look on your sheet. And then if you can put it up in the Amplified Classic, the Amp C. Hebrews 13, 20. All right. Now look at this. This is a prayer you can pray for yourself. You say, I don't know how I'm going to make it through. I feel weak. Well, look. Now may the God of peace, who is the author and giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that's sealed, ratify the everlasting agreement, covenant, testament. Go to the next one. So he's saying, may the God of peace, who brought from the dead our Lord Jesus, do this. Go ahead to verse 21. May he strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good, that you may carry out his will while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Notice that again. Through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen. So be it. This, you could pray for people, other people. You could pray for yourself. But you can pray, God, strengthen me. Show me. He says that you would be strengthened, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good that you may carry out his will. If you say, I just can't, you're contradicting this scripture. If you feel like you lack strength, ask for it. And then believe he's heard your prayer and act like he's answering it. Act like you're going on. Act like you're strong. Act like you're being made into everything that you need to be, that you may carry out his will while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus. We'll get into this more, I believe, but I just thought we should put it at, just touch on it here. We're talking about relying on him. We're talking about doing the word and acting like his word's true when you don't feel like it, when you feel like you can't do it. But we need to know that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. That where you are is not where you're going to be, but that does not mean you can't win now. Don't disqualify yourself. Don't say, well, I can't make it. No, you can make it. You can come through. He always leads us in victory. What's the key? Putting out your hand and believing. Lord, you're bringing me up. So right now where I am, I choose to agree with you and come through now. There's victories I won before. I didn't know quite what I know now, but God brought us through. Now, could I have come through better? Yeah. But I'm growing. You're growing. But we don't want to stay where we are. We want to come up. He will strengthen us. We ask him, Lord, show us. And the basic thing is you act on what you know. More light will come. You act on the word. If he said, you're strong in the Lord, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might, then you act on that. If he said, you're healed, then you say, Lord, I'm healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. He is real. He'll bring us through. He needs us to just cooperate with him. Amen.